Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Otherwise known as Little Richard, still rocking. After all these years, 17 till the hour, thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm still rocking after all these years as the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ken Grumbach is still rocking, too. He's the resident demographer of the Brain Trust. He's the author of The Age Curve. I encourage you to check that out, folks, and find that book and own it and take it to heart. I promise you, you will get smarter when you do. Ken, thanks again for staying with us. Thanks for more than 15 great years as a member of our Brain Trust.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe what?
15 years.
I know. Time flies when you're having fun, right?
Yeah. Well, and one other question. How old is Little Richard?
He's 116.
he must be in his 80s.
Yeah. He's amazing. He's my hero because he keeps on ticking. Hey, we were talking about unemployment a minute ago, and you were talking about the challenges it's not really just unemployment; it's the dynamics of who's coming into and who's leaving the workforce. We've got a very unusual situation right now, don't we?
It's about as strange as you can get. Because the right now the labor force is weighted to the baby boomer,
yeah,
and right behind them is Generation X. Now Generation X is smaller; it's 11% smaller. It's missing 9 million
by maybe 25%, right?
It could be that much.
Yeah.
So what you're seeing is you're having the intellectual property is getting up and leaving, retiring. Generation X is moving into positions of management, higher level management. And there simply are not enough of them, and we don't know what they know.
And let's call it institutional knowledge instead of intellectual property, because I've been beating that into my audience's head about although it could be intellectual property in terms of trade secrets, but institutional knowledge sounds less legal.
You know, I would subscribe to that. Institutional knowledge. The bottom line is they're retiring and taking information with them.
Yeah.
Big time. And HR people are going to be scrambling to find people to fill their positions.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of cases, what I think you're going to see is as they pull Generation Y into the labor force, now Generation Y is 9 years old to 28 years old, they're really just kids, they're going to pull them into the labor force, that they're going to change the work culture because of who Gen Y is. And we don't even know what the impact is going to be. But as they pull them in, we will have three distinct generations in the workplace.
Three distinct approaches to work and to goals and to values.
Yes, all those. And what you will have eventually, and it's not that far away. And when I say eventually, it could be 3 or 4 years. You could have people with significant piercings and tattoos, which is part of the Gen Y culture, leading teams in management and everyone else. I mean, it's going to change us.
Well, here's what's going to be interesting to me, Ken. See, I'm as a baby boomer, I have some standards that I require my millennials to operate under, because I'm going to allow them to be themselves, because I benefit. I mean, I actually benefit from some of their perspectives, some of their skills. They have some abilities that I want, that I need, that I use. I benefit. My company benefits from them. That's the reason we hired them. But when it comes to behavior, when it comes to showing up, when it comes to, you know, taking responsibility and different things like that, I'm kind of raising these kids. I'm taking responsibility, and so I'm doing that because I'm a boomer, because I'm an old guy, I'm a curmudgeon, and whatever they want to call me. But what I'm wondering, though, Ken, is whenever I'm not in the picture, and it's Gen Xers do it raising Gen Ys, what's that dynamic going to look like?
Well, you could have conflict. You could have conflict.
It's interesting. I've actually seen the I thought it was just me, but I've actually seen conflicts between Gen Y and Gen X.
Yeah, I hope they don't fight.
I don't think they will. But you would think that But anyway, I just think that it's going to be interesting to see how that is. And so as a manager of a small business, as a leader of a small business, you're already. They're already seeing this, folks. Ken, because when I travel around, people come up to me and they say, "What are you? Are you seeing what we're seeing with these generations?"
Yes. Well, I got to tell you, this last week I went to a major insurance company in Hartford. You know, Hartford's we're the capital of insurance, and met with a senior VP, marketing and strategy person, mm-hmm. who was a Gen Xer, and she said she was shadowed just recently by three Gen Ys. Mm-hmm. And what she had to do, she had to in a meeting, she had to say, "Put your phones away."
Wow.
Put them away. Put your phones away. Turn them off. Put them away. We're meeting as people. You're not going to be texting during the meeting.
You're not going to be tweeting each other, texting each other while we're having the meeting.
While the meeting was going on, yeah. That was part of the meeting.
Yeah.
Freaky, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, it is. And those are things that they don't, they don't understand why you have a problem with that.
Exactly.
And that's what I meant by that dynamic. It's going to be interesting to see how that rolls out. Tintil, right back with Ken Grumbach. We're talking about generations. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.